boost. They cannot be everywhere at the same time. Let every Nigerian be the first responder to whatever crime that is being perpetrated towards them.
You see, if government is doing exploitation, I know that nobody is going to frustrate them, and they will create jobs for people, but they're just sitting down, they're waiting for money to be shared.
The number one station for talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome back to Hard Facts with Sandra Ezekwesili. It's 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock. And now the business news.
The business news.
Right, 9.3 Nigeria Info. You're listening to the business news this hour. Lagos State Government has extended the ban on commercial motorcycles, also known as Okadas, to 4 local government areas and 6 local council development authorities. Governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu said full enforcement on the newly affected areas will commence from the 1st of September. The additional councils where total Okada ban is pronounced include Koshofe Local Government, Ekwusi Sheri Local Council Development Area, Abuiketu Local Council Development Area, Oshodi Isolo Local Government Area, Isolo LCDA, Shomolu Local Government. Others include Bariga Local Council Development Area, Mushin Local Government, and Odiolo LCDA. The Nigerian Governors Forum has lashed out at the Attorney General of the Federation and Minister of Justice, Abubakar Malami, SAN, over a consultancy contract tied to the Paris Club refunds to state and local governments. In a communique read after their meeting in Abuja on Wednesday, Chairman of the Forum, Kayode Fayemi, said they rejected in its entirety all the claims made by Mr. Malami. Governor Fayemi said they would seek legal redress and accuse the Minister of Justice of trying to circumvent the law. Emirates Airlines has announced it will be suspending all its flight operations to Nigeria starting from the 1st of September. The United Arab Emirates carrier disclosed this in a statement, citing the inability to repatriate its earnings in foreign exchange from Nigeria. Last month, Emirates asked Hadis Rika, Minister of Aviation, to support the repatriation of its revenue amounting to $85 million. The airline said the suspension would limit further losses and reduce the impact on its operational costs that continue to accumulate in the Nigerian market. It also says it will be working to help impacted customers make alternative travel arrangements wherever possible. And oil prices rose this afternoon as robust U.S. fuel consumption data and expected falls in Russian supply offset concerns that a possible recession in developed economies could undercut demand. Brent crude futures climbed $1.27 or 1.4% to $94.92 a barrel by 11:17 GMT. U.S. crude futures gained 93% or 1.1% to $89.04 a barrel. Prices rose more than 1% during the previous session, although Brent at one point fell to its lowest level since February as signs of a slowdown mounted in some places. That's the business news. Time now for I Beg to Differ. I'm Yvonne Okhaifo. You're listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Information at its peak. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm listening.
The debaters are ready.
My name is Adekunle Bura.
My name is Anna
Rabo. My name is Brian McClemens.
My name is Ola Pusik.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready. 1 million naira.
There's only one question left, Lagos.
Are you, the audience, ready? It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
In my research, Nigeria sets out an increasing number of skilled workers.
I
am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head.
There are different safety measures Okada riders do flaunt.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili. It's the fourth and final day of the round of 16. There are only two quarterfinal spots left, but I have four debaters in the studio who want them. That means they're going to have to win or go home. Only two of them will join Fabian Chibundu, Praise Onuchi, Stephanie Ame, Ebule Timothy Chukwuebuka, Ajike Deborah Joseph, and Emmanuel Busari in the Elite Eight next week. Only four of them will go to the semifinals 2 weeks from now, and only two of them will reach the final until we are left with one winner, 1 million naira. A big thank you to all our sponsors and partners who have made I Beg to Differ happen. Webster University Ghana is our prize sponsor. They're giving our winner the 1 million naira. Webster University gives you an opportunity to start your college education in Ghana and then finish it in the US, in Europe, or in Asia. They also offer scholarships. And if you want to find out more, visit their website or give them a call. It's very straightforward. Call them on 09-122-374818. I better call them so that they go see our money they walk. 09-122-374818. Now, you already know that the winner gets 1 million naira, but Webster University is also giving the second place finisher 500,000 naira and the third place finisher 250,000 naira. We've also got obwizi.com, our partner since the very first I Beg to Differ debate tournament. They're giving the winner an HP laptop. They're giving the runner-up a Galaxy A7 tablet, and they're giving the second runner-up a JBL Flip speaker. All our final three will get smart watches from obwizi.com. Visit obwizi.com if you want to buy a new phone, a good as new phone, you want to repair your device, you want after sales care, you want after sales lectures and the likes. obwizi.com is where you should start. And all four semi-finalists will walk away with a tablet from RLG. RLG has also been with us from the very beginning. They are a Nigerian original equipment manufacturer. They're based in Ilesha, in Osun State. They manufacture laptops, they manufacture smart electric meters, power banks, and yes, the tablets that they will be giving to our final four. And all our contestants are getting a goodie bag from Storm Body Spray. Storm Body Spray makes fragrances for men, for women, for children. They make fragrances for everybody, and their fragrances smell wonderful. So if you're looking to switch up your scent, you're looking to try something new, you're in a supermarket, you're in a superstore, you see Storm Body Spray, think about the kids that they are partnering, that they're rewarding for public speaking, and pick up a can, and pick up a tube, and pick up a spray bottle. And a big thank you to our hospitality partner, Booker Hot. Booker Hot making sure that each debater gets a good meal to recharge at the end of each debate. Booker Hot has a new outlet opening in Ikoyi, incidentally opening on the day of the final, September 1. I'll tell you more about that as we go along. Now that you've met all our partners, let's debate. Let me introduce our contestants. Our first debater is our number 14 seed. He is a 15-year-old SS3 student at Fure College, Ketu. Fure College School. Is that how to pronounce it? Fure? Okay. Fure College School, Ketu. Musa Okoya Nicholas. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, ma.
Our second debater is our number 3 seed. She is a 14-year-old SS2 student at Lagos State Model Senior College, Miran. Princess Onwara, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you so much.
How do I pronounce that? Is that Miran or Meiran?
Meiran.
Okay. All right. Now, the contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I'm hoping you read your emails by yourselves. I'm hoping you prepared for both sides.
Yes, we did.
Okay. So, I'll give you a topic. One of you will oppose, one of you will support. You will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions. Then you'll each get another 2 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points your opponent made. This is not the playoffs. This is the main event. Musa, incidentally, was supposed to be in the playoffs, but his God is alive. And he's straight to the live shows. So this is the main event. That means no do-overs if you make an error. The clock is the clock. Our panel of judges will score both rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. If you remember in the email that we sent, there was a line where we said it's good to do your research, but we want to hear your own words in your own voice and your own thoughts. You remember?
Yes.
So originality is important. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation, if you want to score highly for style. Number of opponents' points addressed is important for the rebuttal round. The strength of your rebuttal of each point will determine who wins and who goes home. If your scores are tied, there'll be a tiebreaker round. Incidentally, our next set of debaters have both gone into tiebreaker rounds. I'm talking about, you meet them when it's time to meet them. Now, you switch sides during the tiebreaker round. You have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You'll be scored for all new points that you make, which were missed by your opponent, and for new rebuttals to the points that you made earlier on. You already know your topic, yes? Your topics: federal government should concession highways to private operators. All right, let's decide who supports and who opposes. I've got a coin to decide this. Princess, you are our higher ranked seed, so you're going to choose either heads or tails. If the coin lands on the side that you choose, you're going to support the motion. If it lands on the other side, you're going to oppose the motion. Are you ready?
Yes.
And let's toss. Choose.
Tails.
Tails. Heads. All right. So you're going to oppose that federal government should concession highways to private operators. Musa, that means that you will support that federal government should concession highways to private operators. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, it'll be time to hear from our first set of debaters today. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Our judges are ready. Tuned in from different parts of the world. Remember, you can listen live on www.nigeriainfo.fm. If today's broadcast is not clear in your area, it's very clear on the mobile device, very clear on our website, www.nigeriainfo.fm. We're also streaming live, so instead of listening just through your radio or online, you can actually watch it. Log on to Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3 on Facebook, Nigeria Info FM on YouTube. Don't go away, Lagos. The debate starts in a few seconds.
Hey, Ben, Mr. Study Abroad, welcome back.
Thanks, Monet. I missed Accra. But I'll never forget the canals of the Netherlands and beautiful St. Louis in the U.S. I really feel like a global citizen.
That's the Webster Advantage. A quality American degree, small class sizes, top-notch campus facilities, and the chance to spend up to a school year in the U.S., Europe, or Asia.
Apply now to become a Webster University student for undergraduate studies or to pursue a master's program.
Call 0912-237-4818 and visit webster.edu.gh today.
Thank you to Webster University, our prize sponsor. Let's start today's debate. Round one, the presentation round, will start with the motion supporter, Musa Okoya Nicholas, who is 15 years old in SS3, our number 14 seed. Your 3 minutes start now.
Ladies and gentlemen, lend me your ears. The most important profit-making infrastructure, the highway, is dying. More lives are being lost, more businesses are being ruined, but wait, is there a beacon of hope? Yes, there is surely light at the end of the tunnel, and that light is the private operators. Good day, moderator, bent of dignified judges, my time detail timekeeper, esteemed co-debater, reputable sponsors, viewers, and listeners home and abroad. I am Musa Nicholas of the prestigious Fourier College K2. I am in senior secondary school 3. I am 16 years old, and I'm here to vehemently support the motion that states federal government should concession highways to private operators. So far, the highway has been run by the federal government, and taking into consideration the efficiency and the result, I say that it should be concession to the private operators with these following points of mine. Firstly, improve maintenance culture. Deficiency may come after construction, but efficiency always comes water maintenance. The federal government has constructed many highways, yes, but the question now is how many of it has been maintained? Lekki Toll Gate is a good example of the capability that private operators have shown towards this. Secondly, improvement in the ease of doing business. The ease of doing business is a World Bank report that has ranked Nigeria 131 out of the 190 economies we have. But concessioning these highways to several private operators would give room for them to improve the health of our ailing highways, thereby bringing a greater proportionate improvement in the ease of doing business. Thirdly, it promotes healthy competition. This is true because every businessman would want his own enterprise to be more successful than the others. So when these highways are at the custody of several private operators, each one wants to go extra mile to be at the top, bringing a faster development with and reducing federal government complacency. Also, it promotes productivity. My esteemed audience, you could take out your phones right now and Google the top 10 best airlines in Nigeria. 9 out of 10 of them are privately owned. So if there is so much productivity in the airways, please tell me, why can't it be on the highways? Leading me to my next point, reduction of road accidents. Road accidents is a great cause of one of the destructions of the development of the highway. So road accidents and even economic sabotage will be reduced when the private operators come on board, because it's not always about the destination but the journey. In addition, it encourages innovation. Yes, when you pass through a toll gate, for example, you see CCTV cameras, you see street lights, innovation. The private operators will bring dynamic improvement on our highways when given a chance and even reduce crime in the process. In addition, it encourages accountability. When you pass through a concession road, for example, and you discover potholes that are as large as a stock pot, you would have someone to blame. But can you blame the government? No. In fact, having someone you can accountable will help to increase transparency, reduce government burdens, and bring peace of mind to the people. In addition, it promotes investment. Yes, private operators are partnership at making partnership, and they are private operators are better and as good at making partnership and bringing investors. And let's get an acquaintance with the hard fact. Investment is the blood that runs through the veins of infrastructure, and it's greatly dominates in the private sector. In addition, it promotes SMEs, small medium enterprises. Giving control to the private sector would give more room for more larger platform for affiliations with small businesses and job opportunities, thereby favoring the masses. And lastly, it is a good avenue for public-private partnership. Yes, the private sector will benefit by being granted authority in the highway. The public sector will benefit by leveraging on private funds. Everybody wins. So why not invest in this idea? In conclusion, the ICRC Infrastructure Concession and Regulatory Commission said that out of the roughly 195,000 kilometers of road in Nigeria, only 60,000 kilometers are tarred. This is a very saddening statistic, 31%. So I hope I've been able to make you see that with the private operators, these figures will change for the better. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Musa. What a way to start. Well done. Musa is 16 years old, he says. He's in SS3 at Fure College, K2. And he's our number 14 seed. And he just supported that federal government should concession highways to private operators. His opposer, who is also opposing the motion today, is our number 3 seed. She's a 14-year-old SS2 student at Lagos State Model Senior College, Merong. Princess Onwora, your 3 minutes start now.
Good day, Chairman, Panel, Judge Kato, Coach Beta, as my attentive listeners. My name is Onwora Princess, student of Lagos State Middle Senior College, Merong, and I'm opposing the topic, federal government should concession highways to private operators. I strongly believe that federal government should concession highways to private operators for the following reasons. One, insignificant investment by private operators. To some that are uninformed, they may think that private operators bring about huge investments, but the truth is that this investment are designed to exploit the Nigerian masses. In the real sense of it, no one can bring about huge investment to Nigeria than Nigeria as a nation. Also, the obesization of job creation. Sincerely speaking, most Nigerians are unable to have access to equal distribution of wealth and resources as a result of favoritism, nepotism, and tribalism that characterize the job creation by private operators. You and I know that these private operators love to keep their dollar children at the helm of affairs in the private businesses, while the brainy ones have to take instructions from them. Moreover, the insecurity of the nation at the moment cannot allow for it. Since most of the heinous and dastardly crime are being committed on the highway, it's not advisable to give these highways to private operators. Of course, they may promise and plan to execute what could not be done in 7 biblical days just to be given license to operate. But alas, our highway should not be given to private operators. Doing contrary to this is dangerous. Moreover, there will be high cost of road use. Since the private operators were to recover their road taxes and losses, they would increase and impose tolls, high paying tolls to the Nigerians. Kalimantis once said, do all you can to increase your productivity, because in the long run, that's all that counts. And this is the exact mentality of the private operators. They don't care if Nigerians are going to suffer for it, so far it proves to be advantageous from them. The residents of Lekki Toll Gate will tell you the hell they're passing through in paying tolls regularly. Also, there will be lots of vows for innovation. Since private operators have the I am in control mentality, they will want to do anything that will progress the road or promote the road, because they feel that the government has given them the full control of the highways and nobody can do anything bad to them. Also, there will be construction of substandard roads. If you listen well to your incoming teacher, you'd have heard the saying that the lower the cost of production, the higher the abnormal profits made. And enough for the private operators to get a normal profit, they would now make use of substandard and inferior materials in constructing the road, increasing the bumps, potholes, and accidents on our highways. Also, there is going to be unhealthy rivalry and competition. Considering the fact that the private operators want to prove who is more competent than the other, they would engage in frivolous activities such as strife, enmity, attacks, and just to mention but a few. And this is not what we want for our country, Nigeria. In summary of it all, Flyway should not be concession to private operators because doing so is a suicide attempt, and Nigeria should not embark on it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Princess Amora there, well done. 14 years old in SS2 at the Lagos State Model Senior College, Mira. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, you'll hear from these two great students again in the rebuttal round. You're humming. I can hear you humming. You'll hear them during the rebuttal round take a shot at each other's points. And then if it goes into a tiebreaker, we'll know. If it doesn't, we'll have our winner and our next quarterfinalist joining the Elite Eight. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The debaters are ready.
My name is Adekunle Bora.
My name is Anna
Rabo. My name is Brian McClements.
My name is Ola Princess.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready. 1 million naira.
There's only one question left, Lagos.
Are you, the audience, ready?
It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
In Nairobi's research, Nigeria sets out an increasing number of skilled workers.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head.
There are different safety measures that Okada riders do flood.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM.
This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications,
obiwizi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
It's time now for round two, the rebuttal round. If you just tuned in, hello to you. Good afternoon. This is I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I've got two student debaters in the studio with me battling for one more spot in the Elite Eight coming back next week for the quarterfinals. You have heard the first round, the presentation round, from our first debater, our number 14 seed, 15-year-old SS3 student at Fure College, Ketu, Musa Okoya Nicholas. You also heard from our second debater, who's our number 3 seed, 14 years old, SS2 student at Lagos State Model Senior College, Meron. Her name is Princess Onwara. They are debating that federal government should concession highways to private operators. Musa is supporting the motion, Princess opposing the motion. Now, because Princess opposed the motion in the first round, she's going to oppose again in this second round. She'll start off first. Your 2 minutes start now.
Standing on already established protocol, I'd like to refute my opponent's point. I heard my opponent mention something like...
Speaking to your mic.
Okay, I heard my opponent mention something like improve maintenance culture. But how do you expect people who are bound to extort money, who are all about extorting money, to improve the maintenance culture? They don't care if the Nigerians are going to suffer for it, if there's going to be accidents on the road. So how do you expect them to improve maintenance culture?
Speaking to your mic. Lift your
paper. I also heard you saying something like improvement in the ease of doing businesses. How do you expect private operators who do not care about Nigerians, who do not have any human sympathy, who do not care whether Nigerians are going to, whether it's advantageous for Nigerians or not. I want it to improve in the ease of doing the businesses. When the government are capable, they are equal to the tax, they have full control, then you also, I also heard you saying something like healthy competition. Well, I think that I would like to remind you that this competition is actually unhealthy. As I said earlier, competitions could lead to attacks, strifes, envy, enmity, just to mention but a few. And this is not what we want for our country, Nigeria. In fact, if you look at it from the power sector, you'll find out that there has not been much healthy competition going on. Then you said there will be productivity. Please tell me, if people are being treated unjustly, if people are being treated unfairly, how do you expect them to work? How do you expect them to be productive? Then you also mentioned of road accident, there will be decreasing
increasing in road accidents. Well, I think I need to remind you that since private operators make use of inferior and substandard materials, there is no solution to the road accidents. In fact, I think I need to remind you of the Onisha Head Bridge, which was built by the government, and you can see how strong it is. Then it also, you also said that it encourages innovation. These private operators have this mentality that nobody can do anything to them, and how would they want to do anything that will promote the roads? Then you said they are accountable. Well, I think I need to draw your mind to the fact that most of the issues of accountability that we've been having are from the private sector, because there is usually issues of embezzlement and the likes. Then you also brought about that you said it will bring investment. I'd like to remind you that if the private operators invest, they are willing to collect a whole lot of money from Nigerians. Like, if they invest $1 trillion, they will take more. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done. Good job. I just saw from her pin that she's actually the head girl at her school. So we've got a head girl in the studio. Lagos, that was Princess Onwara, 14 years old in SS2 at the Lagos State Model Senior College. Her opposer is Musa Okoya Nicholas. Musa, your 2 minutes for the rebuttal round starts now.
Thank you, moderator, for this opportunity to refute some of the points my opponent made. Firstly, I would like to start by saying this. The government has no business in doing business. So furthermore, let me repeat some of the points my opponent made. Firstly, she mentioned insignificant investment. There is no investment that is not significant. Every single investment is significant because it has a say in promoting these businesses by the private sectors. Secondly, she mentioned cessation of job creation. More productivity plus more labor would equal more revenue for the private sector. And the private sector wants revenue. That is why they indulge in this. So why would they cease job creation? They would even want to employ them more. On the contrary, it even increases mass employment because the private sector will want everyone to be part of their business. Thirdly, she said insecurity. Even though there is insecurity in Nigeria, we have to move further from this insecurity. We keep complaining insecurity, but what step have we taken? Road accident is one of the insecurities, and it is caused by the government not concessioning this road. So the government should concession it. In fact, if we don't even test the water, how will your boat move? We have to test the water so we can move forward. More so, she mentioned high cost of road use. We cannot be penny wise and pound foolish. We need to pay, even though the cost may be costly, government does not have efficiency in this sector. In fact, being penny wise is not good. We should not pay for the substandard things. Should we indulge in taxes and starvation instead of tools and sufficiency? Also, she mentioned loss of us for innovation. Innovation increases enterprises. Innovation increases businesses. And there would never be any businesses here if it was not innovated in the first place. So there cannot be any loss of us for innovation. Also, she mentioned construction of substandard roads. They are standard. The private operators have shown great capability. Lekki Toll Gate is a good example of that. You can look at how beautiful the toll gate is, and it's all our tolls that is talking. Also, she mentioned unhealthy rivalry. Competition breeds manpower. It brings development. So we should question this first. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Musa. Well done. What a debate. I wanted him to keep going. I wanted her to keep going. I'm hoping there's a tie, so you keep going. Princess, say no. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is I Beg to Differ, the fourth edition. The very maiden edition started November 2021. This is the fourth one we have done since November 2021. We have a tournament of champions coming up by the end of this year. Paystack is our lead sponsor for that particular tournament. There's a lot of opportunity to get on board. If you'd love to be a sponsor, reach out to us right here at our station 267A at Mian Crescent. Send me an email, sandra@nigeriainfo.fm, or reach out to me on social media, Sandra Ezekwesili everywhere, S Ezekwesili everywhere. You have just heard from our first set of debaters for the day. They debated that the federal government should concession highways to private operators. Our first debater, who you just heard from, is our number 14 seed. He's a 16-year-old SS3 student at Fure College, Ketu. Musa Okoya Nicholas, that's his name. Our second debater is our number 3 seed. She's 14. She's in SS2. She's the head girl at the Lagos State Model Senior College, Miron, Princess Onwara. And she opposed the motion that the federal government should concession highways to private operators, while Musa supported that indeed the federal government should concession highways to private operators. Let's take a break. Our judges joining us from all over the world, as usual. Let them collate their results and let them let us know if there's a tie or if there's a clear winner. Don't go away.
Hey, Ben, Mr. Study Abroad, welcome back.
Thanks, Monet. I missed Accra, but I'll never forget the canals of the Netherlands and beautiful St. Louis in the U.S. I really feel like a global citizen.
That's the Webster Advantage, a quality American degree, small class sizes, top-notch campus facilities, and the chance to spend up to a school year in the U.S., Europe, or Asia.
Apply now to become a Webster University student for undergraduate studies or to pursue a master's program.
Call 0912-237-4818 and visit webster.edu.gh today.
The debaters are ready.
My name is Ajikide Bura.
My name is Anna
Rabo. My name is Brian McClements.
My name is Ola Pusik.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready. 1 million naira.
There's only one question left, Lagos.
Are you, the audience, ready?
It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
In Mary's research, Nigeria sets out an increasing number of skilled workers.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head.
There are different safety measures that Okada riders do flood.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM.
This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications,
Obilisi.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
Thank you to all our sponsors, all our partners. I Beg to Differ cannot happen without you. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. You have heard from two teenagers debate that the federal government should concession highways to private operators. Musa Okoya Nicholas is 16. He's our number 14 seed. He's in SS3 at Fure College, Ketu. And he supported the motion. While our number 3 seed, 14-year-old SS2 student at Lagos State Model Senior College, Princess Onwara, who is also a head girl there, opposed that the federal government should concession highways to private operators. Thank you both for a wonderful debate, but there can only be one winner. In the presentation round, Musa Okoya Nicholas scored 46. Princess Onwara scored 34. For presentation style, Musa scored 23. Princess scored 20. In the rebuttal round, Musa scored 35. Princess scored 35. For rebuttal style, Musa and Princess tie at 23. The debater moving on to the I Beg to Differ quarterfinal with a total of 127 points to 112. Musa Okoya Nicholas, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Well done. We're going to see you next week.
Yes.
You just qualified for our quarterfinal. And Princess, thank you for taking part. You did so well. You're one of the highest scorers that we've had in this tournament. You did so good. And remember that out of over 300 applicants, you were in the top 5%. Thank you for coming today. Don't forget to pick up your bags from Storm Body Spray as you leave, and also pick up the food from Booker Hut downstairs. We're going to send you an email this evening, Musa, with the topic that you'll be debating next week, Thursday. Gentlemen and lady, have a good evening. Lagos will take a break. When we come back from this break, you'll meet our next set of debaters. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Don't go away.